Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, this is Klaatu, and we are starting our look into the chaotic neutral realm of the Porphyrin Pantheon. Once again, as usual, I'm pulling content from the Gods of Porphyra, which you can get from drivethrurpg.com/product/102872. It's less than 10 bucks. It is highly recommended. It's a really, really useful volume. I mean, what can you not like? It is a completely open content book with a full Pantheon. So this time we're going to talk about Nimith Var. Nimith Var is known as the Nemesis, and his name translates in some ancient tongue to the Night Demise. He is the god of betrayal, insanity, and revenge. His worshippers tend to be fallen knights, mercenaries, outcasts, anti-paladins. His alignment is chaotic neutral. His domains are chaos, death, earth, and madness. His subdomains are demon, metal, which, by the way, is a great, that's a pretty fantastic subdomain. Demon and metal, put those together, you basically have an amazing subdomain. Demon, metal, murder, and nightmare. Favored weapon, bastard sword. Favored animal is the raven. Nimith Var, from what people can tell, was probably an ancient warrior of your campaign setting, who probably rose to glory in the New God Wars following the calling, when the new gods all came to your campaign setting. The Divine Record from Garana has no hint of who he was in life. He does get a brief mention in a volume called The Outcast's Creed, which only it names him simply as the Nemesis. But it's clear from that he was a great warrior, probably the greatest of his time, and probably a native to this planet. And after having been raised into deification, he stands pretty much alone. He holds no allegiance to any other deity, and his faithful are contemptuous of other faiths, even those who hold common domains as his. The Church of Nimith Var is not very structured. It is sort of not really something that you... He's not really worshipped so much as he is appeased by those who either fear or seek his assistance. Anyone who wants to betray someone, for instance, would seek out a shrine to Nimith Var and make an offering. He does have shrines, which are collectively called the Court of Debts, and these appear in most major cities and many smaller towns, and they are maintained by a follower of Nimith Var. The followers are called the Irreverent, so the Irreverent might create and maintain a shrine in whatever city or town he or she happens to live in, and accepts tithes and offerings from people who are either guilty of something and fear retribution from Nimith Var. You know, they feel like they've crossed into his domain and want to make sure that it's okay for them to be there, or that they are innocent and want to make sure that they don't get on Nimith Var's bad side, or, as I said, someone who wants to be blessed by Nimith Var in order to carry out some unseemly deed. The Irreverents are tolerated in most cities because they actually do they provide a civil service aside from maintaining shrines of betrayal and murder and death. They maintain and staff the asylums. It is said that the faithful of Nimith Var can hear divine truth in the mad ramblings of inmates. And some would say that the Irreverents themselves are either part inmate or are destined to be inmates themselves eventually. Irreverents are encouraged to engage in martial training with the Bastard Sword, and they are sometimes found supplying clerical support to mercenary bands, and that is why Nimith Var is kind of the patron of mercenaries very frequently. The paragons of his service are the Night Terrors, who are anti-paladins who receive their calling in the form of demonic nightmares that subject them to the same trials of ascension spoken in Nemethvar's legend. Spell preparation rituals are performed at midnight, except on nights of a full moon. On the nights of a full moon, they can prepare at any point between sunset and dawn. The rituals are fairly brief. They are outlined in the Outcast's Creed. They must be performed where something sentient has bled or died. If there's not violence where the cleric kneels to pray, then no spells are forthcoming. And then finally, the irreverent must be wearing either a metal helmet or metal gauntlets during the prayers. Otherwise, Nemethvar ignores their offerings, ignores their prayers. There are two religious traits offered up by Nemethvar to clerics. There is the careless whispers trait, which by taking a full round action and chanting the night demise, an irreverent can make an important discovery once a day. The irreverent gains a +2 trait bonus on a single spellcraft, perception, or sense motive check. Red Eye of Wrath. Once a day, as a free action, a priest of Nemethvar can channel the demonic fury of his god into a single baleful look. This gift makes the user's left eye blaze red, and if they score a critical hit within the next 10 rounds, it is automatically confirmed. They also gain a +1 trait bonus to a single intimidate check during this period. And I realize lately that I've been forgetting to describe the iconography of each god, so I'll probably forget again, but for Nemethvar, his icon is a helmet, a helmet with a red eye. The left eye is bright red, sort of floating there in the helmet. The helmet obviously doesn't actually have an eye, it's just a ghostly eye within the helmet. Now there's a whole page of the legend, the origin of Nemethvar, and I'm going to leave that up to you to look into. If you purchase the book itself, you can read up on it, and it gives kind of a story of how this warrior crossed over into divinity. It's a pretty good little story. It's from the Outcast's Creed, Codex 1, stanzas 3-6. So it's a full page. It's got really cool things in it, like warriors and dragons and vomit and fire battles. Nemethvar, in general, I think is an interesting god because there's just so much fear surrounding this particular god. You know, it's like people have lots of reasons to respect Nemethvar, and I like that. You know, some of those reasons are, well, because I wanted to do something bad, and then other reasons are, well, I don't want to do something bad. And I kind of like the idea that there are gods that people kind of just know are too dangerous to kind of get involved with. And I think a lot of times in the modern real world, the tendency is to disguise evil as actually being good. You know, like, you want to do something really bad, so you, probably not consciously, but you subconsciously start making that into a good thing, and you make it such that your god, whatever that is on your side. And as long as you've got God on your side, then you can do no evil. But I like the idea that Nemethvar and other gods are, well, not evil in Nemethvar's case. I mean, he is chaotic neutral, and I guess that's where that dichotomy comes from, is that well, I want to do this thing, and as long as Nemethvar's okay with it, then I can do it, because he's neutral, he's chaotic neutral, so I can kill, and as long as I'm square with Nemethvar, then that's okay. Now, if you've got some other favored god, obviously that gets in the way a little bit, maybe, but it's kind of interesting that the everyday commoner, you know, not a cleric, someone who's appeasing lots of different gods all the time, can go to Nemethvar with questionable intent and and get the blessing of a god to do that. That's really interesting to me, and a lot different, I think, than most at least sort of modern, you know, the Western world sensibility, and the Western world's relationship with monotheism. So that intrigues me about Nimrodvar. I think that's pretty interesting, and his story is interesting too. It's kind of that classic. I mean, it is very. I mean, I made the slight joke there at the beginning where his subdomains are metal and demon and metal or something, and I was thinking, oh well, that's some kind of subgenre of heavy metal. And then that's kind of what Nimrodvar is. He's within that domain. He is within the heavy metal domain. Like, you could totally see him with an electric guitar and a laser light show and pyrotechnics. You know, that would be Nimrodvar from this description. He seems like a real formidable kind of guy. And I like that. I think there's got to be that god in a fantasy setting. And if you don't have that, then you're missing something. So the Nimrodvar as the god of heavy metal totally works for me. I think this is a really fun one. I would have a lot of fun with this one, I think, in a campaign. Would I be able to play a character whose main god was Nimrodvar, like a cleric of Nimrodvar? I'm not sure. Chaotic neutral is a funny one, you know. It's you can play it, but it's got that chaotic element, and obviously the rest of your party kind of has to be down for that sort of attitude. Although that's not to say that you know, I mean, like, a lot of people think, oh, your alignment is chaotic neutral, so you have to be crazy. You have to promote chaos in every single thing that you do. And I don't know, you know, sometimes the chaotic thing is more a little bit of a longer game that you're playing. You might go along with something for a month, for 2 months, for 3 years, but you've got your eye on how all of this is going to cause chaos down the line. So it's not necessary. I think you could pull it off very, very, very believably without being either, oh, I'm being too good to be chaotic neutral, or like, oh, I'm just being evil. You know, you could be chaotic neutral, I think. Anyway, that's Nimrodvar. Interesting god, fun one, very heavy metal, very cool. And that's all I've got. So as always, thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.